Well, the school, it's on the Upper West Side, and it's kind of, we had like one city square block, and we also had Columbia across the street, because it's part of Columbia University. So we were really so kind of contained, you know, everything we needed in that little neighborhood. So I actually didn't go out to the city a lot. I would go home on weekends to see family and people and stuff, because it was just a quick bus ride home. But it was good. When I was choosing colleges, I wanted to either go, I was looking at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia or somewhere in New York. And I applied to a bunch of places, and Barnard happened to give me a lot of money and said, here's a dance program. And but it was good. I've been living there on and off for 8 years altogether now, with school and then since school. And it's kind of a love-hate relationship. I think I'm a small-town person trying to do this career and trying to live in New York and trying to travel. And, you know, so it's been hard. It was really hard. But it was amazing, too. All my friends are there. I know which subway line to take now. I know where to go to eat. I know, you know, what dance classes to take, what time the classes are. Like, I know how to do it now. I know what restaurants not to work at, you know? So, you know, I can do it. And I found places I like. I lived out in Queens for a year in Astoria, and I loved it comparatively, mm-hmm. you know? But living right in Manhattan is so busy. Like, we were just talking. I was just talking to Faith and Peter about the noise. I was living off a cross street that goes across the park, and Central Park, and a major avenue up. So it's just so noisy, and there's always so many people there, and it's mm-hmm. buggy and cockroachy, and you know,
oh, really?
A little close, you know. So, but I like openness and you know smaller places. But it was good. I mean, it's made me the person I am today, you know. But it's been hard. I'm excited to not have to go back for a while.